Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 16, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 16. I have no neutral thoughts. The idea for today is a beginning step in dispelling the belief that your thoughts have no effect. Everything you see is the result of your thoughts. There is no exception to this fact. Thoughts are not big or little, powerful or weak. They are merely true or false. Those that are true create their own likeness. Those that are false make theirs. There is no more self-contradictory concept than that of idle thoughts. What gives rise to the perception of a whole world can hardly be called idle. Every thought you have contributes to truth or to illusion. Either it extends the truth or it multiplies illusions. You can indeed multiply nothing, but you will not extend it by doing so. Besides your recognizing that thoughts are never idle, salvation requires that you also recognize that every thought you have brings either peace or war, either love or fear. A neutral result is impossible because a neutral thought is impossible. There is such a temptation to dismiss fear thoughts as unimportant, trivial, and not worth bothering about, that it is essential you recognize them all as equally destructive, but equally unreal. We will practice this idea in many forms before you really understand it. I contemplate this lesson. I hear the sound of a bird chirping. And I am told from this lesson that this is not a neutral thought. What belief have I written on the bird chirping? Is it a thought of separation? Or a belief or thought of oneness? Am I one with the bird or separate from the bird? Is it a thought of judgment? Is it a thought of desire or not wanting? Am I extending with love with this thought? Or am I making fear? The mind wants me to believe it is a neutral thought, but that isn't true. There are no neutral thoughts. Holy Spirit, help me today to be open to the idea for today. Help me to really see that my thoughts have effects. I either extend with love or make with fear. Help me to be honest with myself in recognizing the effect of my thoughts. Thank you for your guidance. Amen. As we sink deeply into the heart, we enter into this quiet space with a deep desire and an open mind. Holy Spirit, show us what you would have us see. Tell us what you would have us know. Teach us what you would have us learn. And we sit very attentive to each thought that comes in. We put a guard at all the places where thoughts come from. We put a guard or sentry at our lips, at our ears, our nose. We place one in our mind. And if a thought passes through, we recognize it is not neutral. We recognize it's a thought about oneness or a thought about separation. We may not know which it is. We simply recognize it is, and we let it go, letting it fade into nothingness. If a thought comes up and we recognize it is about separation, we can let it go as not true, saying, I am not separate from, I am one with. We erase all meaning we've placed on the sound of that bird chirping, and instead replace it with the belief, the truth, that I am one with that bird. That bird is creation, just as I am creation. We are one. Notice each thought is a thought of allowing or wanting it to be different. There are no neutral thoughts. Notice each thought with curiosity. How is the mind working? If the thought is leading us in a way that is not helpful, we let it go. If a thought comes up that is about separation, we change it to one of allowing creation to be as creation will be, and we let the thought go into nothingness. Continue looking with curiosity, being aware, not judging, no reason to judge, just noticing. There are no neutral thoughts. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me and having the courage to allow all things to be. Namaste.